The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Is WWTC Minneapolis St. Paul, FM 107.5, K298CO, Minneapolis, Intelligent Radio.
With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. House approving a series of votes today in a rare weekend session toward approving a $95 billion package of foreign aid for Ukraine, Israel, and other allies. Legislation now heads to the Senate. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says Iran has done a, quote, masterful job of avoiding consequences for its aggression in the Middle East.
Never pays any price. It can kill three American servicemen, service people in Jordan. It can block shipping through the Mandeb Straits to the Houthi rebels.
Oren says it is time for the U.S. and Israel to do more to hold Iran accountable.
Iran never pays a price. And if the United States and the world, together with Israel, do not exact the price from Iran, Iran is just going to keep on doing it. And we're going to keep on losing.
Former President Donald Trump will be hitting the campaign trail later today.
This week in the Town Hall Review with Hugh Hewitt. Israel thwarts an unprecedented attack from Iran. We'll hear from former Ambassador Michael Oren.
You cannot build deterrence power solely on defense.
The Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, responds.
The president has turned his back since October 7th on Israel.
Join us for our program and sign up for our podcast at townhallreview.com.
Tune in to the Town Hall Review Saturdays at 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. and Sundays at 5 a.m. and 11 p.m. on AM 1280 The Patriot.
Fret not, friends. Mitch Berg will be right back with Hour 2 of the Northern Alliance Radio Network. But for now, I've got a weather update for you from the JTR Roofing Weather Center. We're seeing mostly sunny skies today with a high of 49 degrees. Moving into tonight, clear with a low of 34. Hey, and if you're looking for a news channel that loves America and is not afraid to admit it, watch your favorite hosts like Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Brandon Tatum, and Sebastian Gorka on SalemNewsChannel.com, the antidote to mainstream media. Now here we are with the NARN.
Portions of the following program may have been pre-recorded.
This is the Northern Alliance Radio Network, the longest-running conservative talk show in the Twin Cities.
It's great to be back in Minnesota today.
Political analysis of the good, the bad, and the outright crazy. Now, here's your headline act, Mitch Berg.
Welcome back, Twin Cities and world. It's the wind beneath the right wing, the show that's making talk radio great again. The Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot. My name, Mitch Berg. My blog, shotinthedark.info. My role, the headliner of the Northern Alliance Radio Network, the whole network, that is to say, Jack Tomczak, the new guy, coming up 3 to 5 every Saturday. And Brad Carlson, the closer, Sundays from 1 to 3 here on AM 1280, The Patriot. And I'd be remiss not to mention fellow Charter NARN member King Banyan, 9 to 11 Saturday mornings on her sister station, AM 1440, The Businessman. Together with the Northern Alliance Radio Network, dominating all Twin Cities media. Benevolent despots, yet despots nonetheless. So if you hear... If you hear the sound of people fretting over polling, if you smell that smell of gathering desperation and fear, that's the Angie Craig campaign office here in CD2. You're starting to see the gathering realization that somebody in the Angie Craig campaign realizes that Mary Moriarty's pro-crime policies aren't polling well, that carjacking is not playing very well in Goodhue County, Le Sueur County, wherever it is that they picked up all those new red votes after redistricting in the 2nd Congressional District. And we're about to see the usual biennial raft of ads showing Angie driving around off-roading in a Jeep, acting like a good old girl, like all those folks down in Le Sueur, which means the smell of desperation and fear seems to be wafting its way towards the Craig office. With us to talk about the Republican, perhaps, response to this, one of the candidates for the GOP nomination to run against Angie Craig joins us this hour, Taylor Rahm. Welcome to the broadcast.
Well, thank you, Mitch. It's great to be here. I'm happy to chat about how we're going to defeat Angie Craig.
That's music to my ears. Let's talk about defeating Craig in a moment here. Let's talk about you. Introduce you to the audience. You tell us a little something about yourself.
Sure. So announced that I was running for Congress last May here in CD2. And reason I'm running here in CD2 is this is a district I grew up in. Yep. So I grew up in Savage. I now live in Burnsville with my wife, Rachel, who is expecting identical twin boys here. So,
oh, my.
Yeah, absolutely. I said it's going to be a great year. I get a
great time to run for office.
Get to become a dad and defeat Angie Craig in the same year. So it's going to be a great year.
And have twins to wave around at the inauguration party. Fingers crossed here, God willing, and with a tailwind. Excellent. Well, you're a blessed man either way. So with all of this going on, what on earth prompted you to want to run for Congress?
I had enough of the way things are going, Mitch. And I think there's a lot of people like me across the country that we've had enough of the status quo. And it's about getting new leaders, specifically those who never wanted to be politicians. And that's why I always say it's time for a new generation of leadership to lead this country.
So let's talk about the status quo ante before we talk to why you're running. Introduce yourselves to the audience. What do you do for a living? What is your real life before deciding to run for Congress?
Sure. So I went to college at the University of St. Thomas here in St. Paul and played baseball there and was part of the 2009 national championship team.
Okay.
Then went on to William Mitchell for law school, also in St. Paul, and been running my own law firm, small business, since 2019.
Okay. And you spent some time as a defense attorney.
Yes.
Okay. So tell us more about that. This is stereotypically a field that has given us, well, Democrats, people who, for whatever reason, trend more towards the Mary Moriarty side of things. You're quite the exception to that, Taylor. Tell us a little bit more.
I am definitely the opposite of Mary Moriarty, let me tell you that. So, but, you know, I always say everybody, I'm a big believer in the Constitution. Right. And just like John Adams, you know, back the second president of the United States stepped up to represent the British soldiers at a time that was extremely unpopular to do so.
Yeah.
And just like Abraham Lincoln stepped up, he was a defense lawyer as well.
Yep.
Big believer in everybody has the right to due process and the presumption of innocence and the right to an attorney, but not everyone's entitled to a sweetheart plea deal. And that's what we're seeing today.
Absolutely. So anything in particular push you over the edge going from a relatively sane life in the private sector to deciding to run for Congress? Anything? Tell us about the decision process that led you to throw your hat into the ring.
Government's growing too big and too powerful. And the example we got during that was obviously COVID. The government was telling us basically, you don't have rights, you have privileges, and we can take them from you when we want to. That's not the point of the government.
Wrapping themselves in science while acting more like charlatan preachers. What threw me, I was willing to give the government the benefit of a doubt up until, and I remember this clearly, May 11th, 2020, when when Governor Klink's public health economist said, yeah, we're not going to give out our model that we use to predict 20,000 dead at best because people might use it to reach a different conclusion than we reach. That's what science is. I'm sorry. That's a bit of a tangent. And yet it's right on there. When government wraps itself in terrible decisions, but has the power to do pretty much whatever it wants if the people let it. That's something we all have to wise up about here. Absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about not why you're running, but what you're running for. What are you building your campaign around, Taylor Rahm?
Well, we've done, you know, when I got involved, you know, we look at what's going on in the economy here today and the kitchen table issues that are impacting everyday citizens here in Minnesota, too.
Yeah.
I mean, the immigration, what's happening at our southern border is absolutely out of control with almost 10 million illegal immigrants coming into our country.
Yeah.
That doesn't even mention the amount of fentanyl that's flowing into our country or the sex trafficking that's occurring at the southern border.
The fact that the cartels control the whole, this is not just families picking up and heading out looking for a better life. This is a cartel-run racket, the entire southern border. I mean, there's no real way around it. It's like giving all of New York City and New Jersey over to the mob. It's the same exact thing, no difference, except the cartels have fewer scruples about who they hurt on their way. And anyone who has illusions about that, I think what's signal about this is the most hawkish Americans there are on the border are the Latino Americans. The Latino community polls whatever their politics, they poll like conservative Republicans, only more so. And I think there's opportunity there, definitely, for a candidate who actually speaks to that. We'll come back to that. So in your campaigning around the district, what are you hearing from people here in the 2nd CD, Taylor Rahm?
That they've had enough, and they're looking for change. People have figured out that they're being put last,
yeah,
and they've had enough of that. They're wondering, sitting there asking the question, what about us? We are a generous nation and a generous state and a generous district, but people also want to be taken care of, and they want to know that their government is looking out for them. They yeah. no longer believe that.
No, they and nor should they. I mean, the current administration is definitely pumping the nation full of people who are not here legal for a reason, whatever that reason is. There's a lot of theories out there, but they all point down back to the fact that people don't trust our institutions anymore, nor, frankly, should they in many cases.
Right.
So let's talk a little bit about what a voter can expect from you should you win against Angie Craig. And God willing, with a tailwind, you will. But let's talk a little bit about Taylor Rahm's first 100 days in Congress. What can voters expect from you?
To get the southern border secured. I mean, we've got to get – it turns out walls do work. We know this. We see this across the world.
Yeah.
And the asylum system that Joe Biden and the Democrats, they've completely abused it.
Yeah.
We've got to get the asylum system fixed, and we got to make sure we've got 24-hour judges, DNA testing, and making sure that we get Remain in Mexico back in place. So the southern border, what's happening there, has become priority one. But we also have to talk about the economy and what's going on in Washington, D.C. with the reckless spending that they're engaged in. You know, $34 trillion in debt, running $2 trillion deficits, and yet we're still writing checks and sending them all across the world. We've got to stop the reckless spending.
Absolutely. And there's and by the way, the checks being sent around the world are less than 1% of the budget. I mean, entitlement reform, which has become a dirty term for way too many Republicans out there, reforming the entitlement gravy train, which is the vast majority of the budget, is job one, and yet Republicans have a hard time tackling that one. I won't put you on that particular spot just yet, Taylor Rahm, because honestly, getting a Republican in this congressional seat is the place to start. So let's talk about we're pretty clear on your perspective on immigration. Build the wall. That makes sense. Music to my ears. I'm with you there. Let's talk about some of the other issues that you're hearing about, some of the issues that polling is saying matter to people here in the 2nd Congressional District. What are you hearing from people out and about, especially the newly reorganized 2nd Congressional District after redistricting? What are you hearing from people?
Well, people are fed up with the two-tier justice system that we're seeing here in this country and in the state. And I think Trooper Longren, you know, what Mary Moriarty is doing to him, is a perfect example of that.
Expand on that. Obviously, Trooper Longren, the state trooper who is being dragged through criminal court for shooting someone who allegedly was a direct threat to a couple of state patrolmen and is being charged with murder. Tell us a little bit about your perspective on this issue.
Well, what we know on this is, well, one, he shouldn't have been charged in the first place. That's my opinion. But once he was, mm-hmm. and the state's own expert, meaning a witness for the prosecution, came out and said the force he used was reasonable.
Right.
The case at that moment should have been dismissed.
Yeah.
I know there's some talking about, you know, taking it out of the Hennepin County Attorney's Office and giving it to Keith Ellison's office or whatnot. No, the case needs to go away when the own prosecution's star expert witness says he acted reasonably. That means the case is done. He did what he was supposed to do, and it was reasonable.
And Mary Moriarty is doing her best to squash that news. And a congressperson doesn't necessarily have much direct to do with this, but on the other hand, the caliber of governance you have at higher levels, at the federal level, does affect how people govern, exercise their powers here at the local level here. And if Minnesota had a less completely mixed congressional delegation here, you have to figure that some of that influence would trickle down to even people like Mary Moriarty, even to people like Hennepin County voters. You never know, Taylor Rahm. So we're gonna come back to all of this, but let's talk a little bit about how people can find out more about you and your campaign before we take a break and come back for another segment, Taylor Rahm.
Yeah, so you can go to my website, rahmforcongress.com. That's RAHM, and then forcongress.com. I got a lot of good information on there telling them about myself. You can also follow me on X and Facebook. So being active on social media, which is something we know we've got to do to get to our youth voters.
I will link to all of those at shotinthedark.info when I get a moment here after we're done bringing the truth to the masses here. We're talking with Taylor Rahm. If you have questions for CD2 candidate for the GOP nomination to run against Angie Craig, by all means, give us a call, 651-289-4488 on Fender Strat Day on the Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot.
Hear the top voices in conservative radio on your Amazon smart speaker.
Now streaming AM 1280, The Patriot. Intelligent radio.
Just ask Alexa to play The Patriot Minneapolis. That's Play The Patriot Minneapolis.
It's our spring sale at Master Pool and Spa. Now is the best time to buy. You'll save up to 30 to 60%. Get quick professional delivery and 0% financing. We have spas for any backyard or budget. Huge variety of sizes and features. Choose from one of our in-stock spas or build-to-order a custom spa. We're locally owned and family-run for over 20 years. Come in today and tap into our expertise to assist you in choosing the perfect spa for your family. You won't find any of those imported knockoffs here. All our spas are built in the USA with full nationwide warranties. Build an outdoor oasis and save thousands without the expense and maintenance of a pool. Spend more quality family time together while melting the stress away. Transform your backyard in one day and save up to 60% off at our spring sale. Visit Master Pool and Spa, 394 Louisiana, St. Louis Park. Call 952-253-0665. 952-253-0665. Be sure to tell them you heard it on The Patriot.
Are you ready to tackle your next project? Look no further than Sage Equipment Rental, your trusted partner for all your equipment needs. With a wide selection of top-quality equipment, SageEquipmentRental.com makes every job easier. From excavators, bobcats, to boom lifts, we've got the tools to help you get the job done right. SageEquipmentRental.com is offering a $2,000 rental certificate for $1,000. Don't wait. Finish that project. Go to MNDeals.com to claim the station's offer today.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-846-2124. 800-846-2124. 800-846-2124. That's 800-846-2124.
Hi, John Wichko, owner of Advantage Auto Glass, your local auto glass specialist. Take the hassle out of windshield repair at replacemywindshield.com. That's replacemywindshield.com.
Chips, nicks, or cracks. Call Advantage Auto Glass.
AM 1280, The Patriot, the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Hey, don't forget the Patriot Half Off Deals program can save you how much? I was told there would be no quiz questions. No, it's 50% or more on great products and services here in the Metro.
I get the same old dreams, same time.
Right now, you can get half off on Breathe Freedom from Nicotine. You can kick the habit, save tons of money, like half of it, when you quit smoking, chewing, vaping, voting Democrat. No, wait, what? There is no laser treatment for voting Democrats. Sorry. All the rest of them, yes. Go to MintDeals.com or call 651-405-880. Fender Stratocaster Day here on the Northern Alliance Radio Network, talking with Taylor Rahm, not to the best of my knowledge a guitar player, but we'll get you through the rest of the show here anyway. So let's talk a little bit about your opponent here to start with. Angie Craig has snuck into office a number of times. She has been hanging on by the skin of her teeth and floating between election to election on a raft of progressive plutocrat money here, and yet still barely eking out wins against a lot of really good candidates who ran some really good races here. Tell us, I mean, she is the ultimate chameleon. She votes, I think what someone said, over 90% along with Ilhan Omar. I mean, they may as well be sisters from different misters here, vote-wise. And yet she comes back to the 2nd Congressional District, and she has those stupid ads with her driving around off-roading. I half expect to see her with a Ted Nugent sticker on that stupid Jeep one of these days. Talk a little bit about the contrast here.
Well, I think you're spot on. That's exactly what she does, right, is she comes back to the district and tells everyone, hey, I'm a moderate, I'm in the middle, I work with both sides of the aisle, yep. But then you look at her voting record, and that's just not the case.
Yeah.
So we've got to get out there and make sure voters say, hey, look, here's what Angie Craig says, here's what she actually does, yeah. But it's in taking it one step farther than that. It's nice to point out to people, here's what she says, here's what she does. We got to make sure we're going to tell people why we're going to do it better than Angie Craig.
And what she does is, it's pretty standard DFL agenda stuff, which is could be seen as risky in a district like CD2. CD2 has always been a conglomeration of literally everything Minnesota has to offer. I mean, more so than any other. I mean, there's a little corner of CD2 that's in my Senate district, Senate District 65. I deal with them every convention. They're in St. Paul, West St. Paul. They're in the urban core. It comes down here through the burbs, out through the exurbs, and all the way out into Rice County, Scott County, Le Sueur County, down in hardcore agricultural county. And you probably, I mean, Angie Craig has to be as aware as anyone that the F in DFL really shouldn't be farmer anymore. What are you hearing from voters in the agricultural southwest area here in the 2nd Congressional District?
Well, you're right. That F shouldn't stand for farmers anymore, the way the DFL is going. But farmers are frustrated. You know, they don't believe that Angie Craig is doing what she should be doing for them. Now she touts it and says, "Hey, look, I got your back.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to help you out." But they're looking at her actions and how they're being impacted. And Washington D.C. isn't doing a whole lot to help our local farmers right now. And we got to make sure we've got somebody in office who wants to be on the Ag Committee and that's going to take care of our farmers.
The DFL is pushing locally and I presume nationally a ban on liquid fuel. And I'm just wondering, have these people ever been on a farm? What do you think they're going to do? Put up masts and sails on combines and drive them around like little sailboats at the head of plows? Have these people never been on a farm? Apparently not.
No, they've been to farms for photo ops.
That's right.
That's the only reason they've been to the farms. They don't actually know what goes into doing the work.
That's right. They have a farmer who lets them use the little piece of land where she drives her Jeeps and those stupid TV ads. At any rate, so... So here's the question. So we're heading towards an endorsement. I believe it's, what, a week out here right now, right? The second CD endorsement. A couple good candidates running here. I offer equal time to any or all of them, by the way. But why should a Republican delegate vote for Taylor Rahm at the CD2 convention on the 27th? It's what, a week away here, isn't it? Yeah, holy cow, that snuck up on me. Why should someone vote for you?
It is 1 week from today, and people should vote for me because I'm from this district and for this district. As I chatted about earlier, I grew up in this district here in CD2. It's where I went to school. It's where I played sports. This is my home, and I'm connecting and relating to people, which is what it's all about. You know, you're just being myself and being true to who I am, not a standard politician that goes around telling everyone what they want to hear at all times. I just put it out there, and at the end of the day, I'm working hard and connecting with people, and I'll represent this district and the grassroots movement.
Absolutely. Let's go to the phones in Inver Grove Heights. Dan, welcome to the Northern Alliance Radio Network. You're on the air with Taylor Rahm.
Hey, Taylor, how you doing?
Doing well, Dan.
Thank God. So here's my question. Whether it was causal or coincidental, in 2022, I saw commercial after commercial by the Democrats running a smear campaign against our great slate of Republican candidates, regardless of their function, you know, in politics, condemning them for their purported positions about a woman's right to murder their babies in the womb. Do you have a tactic for dealing with that smear campaign?
Taylor Rahm, go right ahead.
Yeah, I mean, one, we've got to be willing to chat about and talk about the issue. I think what happened in 2022 with a lot of, you know, our candidates and what they were told is once there were some talking points out there and they'd given their answer, then they went, you know, went silent. We've got to make sure that we actually tell voters what we stand for. And let's also make sure we point out to our voters what the Democrat Party stands for. Here in Minnesota, they allow abortion up until birth and after birth. It's imperative that our voters understand that.
There may be people out there who favor some form of abortion up to a certain limit, but almost no one. I mean, there's the tiniest sliver of people who favor, really, if you ask them, if you take a poll, a tiny minority favor abortion up till birth. Oddly enough, President Trump, with his 16-week ban, is much closer to the national, the quote, moderate point of view than the Democrats are. Whatever, and I'm 100% pro-lifer from the moment of conception. I absolutely am. But you got, I mean, incrementalism is a thing, absolutely. And people have been winning the battle by pushing it the other way bit by bit, and that's what Republicans need to do. One way, that's how you win the battle, not with one big push, but by chipping away at the edges of the issue while people learn. At any rate, so that's, and by the way, thank goodness they can't repeal Roe versus Wade again. Although they're trying, I swear, I will see a Democrat say that they're going to do it again here, just because some of them are that gullible. So let's talk about some of the other. Let's talk about your path to victory against Angie Craig. We know what she has. We know she has a couple of pet issues that she hammers on with vulnerable constituencies. We know she's got more progressive plutocrat money than anybody could possibly spend. What is your path to victory against Angie Craig?
Well, again, it's making sure people know what Angie Craig really stands for and how she really votes, and making sure they know that, but then also telling them, again, how we're going to make it better. Because the reality is people know things are tough right now. You go to the gas station, the grocery store, try to pay for your kids' after-school activities.
Buy a house.
Anything. Yeah. I mean, everything has just gone insane in regards to price. So people know things are bad. Let's tell them how we're going to make it better. And the other way is, as we've chatted about with her Jeep ad, where she tries to relate to the district.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, with some people, she has falsely branded herself as a moderate and one of us. So we've got to make sure that we outrelate her to this district and say, look, Taylor grew up in this district. He's one of us. Force her to have to go to the issues and say, here's what I actually voted for. Here's what I'm going to do. And we'll beat her on the issues.
How do you force her to the issues? She is perfectly capable of hiding behind an obsequious media. How do you outflank the fact that you're going to have Esme Murphy painting her toenails on the air in the guise of an incisive interview? How do you get around that, Taylor Rahm?
Well, I think instead of trying to pull that away from her all the time, it's propping ourselves out, you know, to make sure people know who I am and say, look, we got, if let's say for argument's sake, someone does believe Angie Craig's a moderate and a nice person. Well, if they got me, who's, you know, relates to this district just as well, I mean, in my opinion, a lot better. But say if you got someone who's not that informed or just believes that, then the reality is she can't outrelate me to this district. And at some point, people are going to say, okay, we've got two people here, you know, that both have connections to this district. Who's better on the issues? At some point, she's going to have to talk issues.
Any chance she's going to debate you? I have to imagine she's scared to debate whoever the Republicans bring forward. Of course, say what you will. I don't take sides in other congressional district races here, but you and your opponent for the nomination, at least your main opponent, are both attorneys, very well-spoken, very, very sharp people, people that I suspect would probably make with Angie Craig in a face-to-face debate, like one of those teppanyaki chefs chopping things up on the griddle here. I really would pay a pay-per-view to watch either of you debating Angie Craig. So any chance she's actually going to meet you on the field of battle here?
Well, I hope so. And I think if she happened to watch the Scott County debate between my opponent and I, she's extra scared to debate me after watching that debate. So I hope she's willing to debate me. I'll be ready to debate her as many times as she wants to. I think that would be fantastic, but something tells me she may fear debating me.
I have a hunch she will have a prior engagement every night you suggest here. Just a hunch. We got another segment here. We could stick around. I think there's a lot more we could talk about here. 651-289-4488. If you have questions or comments for Taylor Rahm. But let's talk one more time about the, by the way, you can stick around. You don't have another convention to get to, do you?
No, I'll stick around.
Excellent. All right. Everyone's happy to get airtime today. I love this. So this time of year, usually everyone's got to be someplace 10 minutes and 20 miles away. So this is awesome. Let's talk one more time about how people can find out more about you and your campaign.
Yeah, rahmforcongress.com is the website. That's rahmforcongress.com. And then I'm also on Facebook and X. So please go find me on there, and that'll have all the updates to the campaign.
And I will post all that at shotinthedark.info momentarily here. By the way, what's the next stop on the campaign trail? I rarely run into congressional candidates who have an extra segment to spare. Where are you off to next? I know your manager has got to be keeping you running full bore here. What's next on the agenda?
You're right. There's always something going on. So after this, it's meeting with some delegates because we're a week away from the endorsement.
Okay, excellent. Well, I'm going to talk a little bit more about the race and, of course, about why people should and need to turn out when we come back. But we'll take calls as well. 651-289-4488 is the number to call if you want to talk to Taylor Rahm, candidate for the GOP nomination to run against the vulnerable and not remotely moderate Angie Craig. Go nowhere. We'll be right back. AM 1280, The Patriot.
Epiphany Catholic School strives to grow your students' heart and mind, to give students an education grounded in faith, knowledge, and virtue. Although educational styles change, the vision of faith-infused education never wavers. Epiphany is committed to forming students into saints and citizens for this world and the next. Epiphany Catholic School is located in Coon Rapids, serving students from pre-K through 8th grade. For more information, visit epiphanyschoolmn.org.
Did you know you were kicking in your mommy's tummy before you were born?
We were?
Yep, I just learned at school that babies move and kick before they're even born.
No wonder we're so good at soccer.
That's right, kids. A preborn baby is moving about and even kicking just 14 weeks from conception. Hello, my name is Marianne Koharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of information and alternatives to abortion, or you'd like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please call 1-800-366-7773, 1-800-366-7773, or visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org. Pro-Life Across America is non-political and totally educational.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
Pro-Life Across America.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. I overdosed on heroin, and I lived. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. My desire to change had finally outweighed my desire to stay the same. I felt powerless for so much of my life. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. For the first time, I finally feel like I'm exactly where I should be, where I want to be.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The greatest red carpet you'll ever walk is through your front door.
We're Dr. Josh and Christy Straub, marriage and leadership coaches and hosts of the Famous at Home podcast.
With a realistic, grace-filled look at the struggles families face today, we cover topics designed to help you become a rock star under your roof, set healthy rhythms between work and home, and build a rock-solid marriage.
To listen now, go to lifeaudio.com or search Famous at Home on your favorite podcast platform.
AM 1280, The Patriot, the Northern Alliance Radio Network. SalemNow.com is the streaming platform you need. And you don't have to pay a monthly fee. Just go to SalemNow.com, check out the awesome content. SalemNow.com, out at AM1280ThePatriot.com. A website that is itself the fount of all earthly blessings. As we celebrate Fender Stratocaster Day here on the Northern Alliance Radio Network, my name is Mitch Berg, my blog shotinthedark.info, talking with Taylor Rahm, running for the GOP nomination to run against Angie Craig here. Now, let's talk a little bit about some of the atmosphere of this race here. The Democrats have the trifecta here in Minnesota, and they have been doing a great job of gaslighting Minnesota Republicans and undecideds into thinking that they are inevitable, that they are going to win, because that's just the tide of history that they are riding, like a surfer riding a humongous curl. But the fact is, 30 years ago, out of Minnesota's 8 congressional seats, 6 of them were DFL. Today it's 4-4, and Angie Craig clearly knows that that could be 5-3 if she does not build that wall of Hollywood money high enough. As I said with Marissa Simonetti in the first hour here, the DFL is Minnesota's abusive spouse. The DFL is telling people, you're never going to do better than me. No one will ever love you like I do. And by the way, you think you're going to go out in the market and find someone better than me looking like you do? I mean, that's exactly what the DFL is in this state here. Do you find yourself having to try and fight against this air of inevitability that the DFL is prattling out there to the people, Taylor Rahm?
Well, I will say on November 5th, we will make it 5-3. So I look forward to that. We'll get rid of Angie Craig and we'll make it 5-3 here
That's
in Minnesota.
The spirit.
We need to remind people, because the way they're governing in St. Paul makes it feel like we're a California or a New York, where it's just so far, you know, blue that that's the way the state's operating. But you actually look at the election, they've only got a 1-seat majority in the Senate here in Minnesota, and that was by, I think, 321 votes.
And 4,000 votes changing in the House would have given us a bifecta and left Governor Klink dangling in the breeze here. It was a lot closer than they want you to think, and it's a lot closer than this last couple of years of legislative results would have you think. And at the congressional level, it's even closer and could easily flip here right now. So let's keep talking about how people can find out about what Congressman Rahm would bring to the second congressional district that Angie Craig won't and can't.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm always out and about posting events on social media for people to come attend. Obviously, like I said, the endorsement 7 days from now. So that happens in Lakeville a week from today. So looking forward to that. And once we take care of and win the endorsement, then we move on to the general election, which is on November 5th.
So what's you and your campaign strategy to reach the people should you win the nomination here next week? You got a lot of people to reach over a very large area. How do you reach those people, Taylor Rahm?
Well, we're starting right now on your show here. Mitch Radio is always a good start.
Fair enough.
Yeah. But we know, and I was actually listening to someone talk today, we know young people are one of the targets that Republicans, we got to get better at reaching out to.
Yep.
And whether we like it or not, they're on social media. That's something that we as a Republican Party have to understand and get better at, is messaging through social media. Now, I wish that wasn't the case. I wish old school door knocking every single door and phone calls and all that, but people aren't answering their phones as much as they used to. They're not answering their doors. So we've got to get on social media and make sure we're getting out to all of our voters.
And driving through Lasur County to door knock has got to be a long, expensive proposition here. And you really kind of have to run a couple different campaigns. I mean, running a campaign in farm country is very different than running a campaign here in Eagan, where you're chasing soccer moms around here. A good chunk of the vote here is, I mean, it's heavily divided between rural and suburban and exurban here. You really kind of have to run two or three different campaigns, don't you, Taylor Rahm?
Well, at the end of the day, people, for the most part, care about the same things. They want to make sure that they've got money to pay their bills and live the life they want to. They want to make sure that their kids are getting a good education. They want to feel as though they're being safe in their neighborhoods. So it's kind of telling people all in the area or all throughout the district very similar things. Now, obviously, with the ag community in Lasur, that's a little bit different.
Yeah.
They want to hear about what you're going to do for that and the soccer moms. But that's a lot about the same thing. Are you going to take care of our kids, the schools, and the crime? So a lot of it is very similar throughout the district.
Yeah, and I believe we were talking about during one of the breaks how the two top issues in the district by polling right now within just a whisper of each other are immigration and economics. And if you're a working Minnesotan, as a lot of people in this district are, they are closely intertwined. I mean, if you are a blue collar worker in any of these districts here, your wages are being pushed down by illegal immigration. And that has to be by design. There's no other explanation for the government of the largest country in the world turning the border over to the cartels here. And that's something that needs to be taken out of the executive branch's hands. And so if you're talking about legislating that, that's a message that has to get out to people, Taylor. I'm absolutely.
Yeah, and with wages are going down and prices are going up. And I know I personally see that in my household right now, and I don't think she'll get mad at me for saying it, but my wife's eating for three with the twins on the way. So when we're going, you know, paying that $12 for bacon or whatever it may be, ooh, you feel that. And people are feeling that, blue-collar workers who, you know, work 40, 50, 60 hours a week, and then they go to the grocery store and they get two bags for what they used to get for four bags.
Oh, at best. I mean, I'm seeing four or five bags for the price of one these days. And that's, you got the media and the Democrats and people like Angie Craig saying, well, Bidenomics are, although Angie Craig's pretty quiet about Bidenomics, I think, these days. But the idea that the inflation is, quote, only 3%, well, not for food, housing, and energy. I mean, it's way beyond that for the three biggest items in working Minnesotans' budget. And that's Main Street in Albert Lea, wrong district, I realize. That's Main Street in Le Sueur. The people there are paying way more than 3% more for all those things. All those things are up at least 25% over the last couple of years here. That is strangling working Minnesotans.
It is. And that's why we need to make sure we stop the reckless spending that's leading to this inflation and cut taxes for people so that they have more money in their pocketbooks. I was raised by a single mom, and I remember, you know, 30 years ago, us bouncing from apartment to apartment where she was struggling to make ends meet for our family. And you look at the environment we're in today, and it's, would she have been able to survive that without the assistance of the government? You know, the goal is supposed to be to give people, you know, a hand up, not a hand out. And in 30 years, my mom is now a business executive. She gave me a front row seat to the American dream. And the more and more we make things expensive and unaffordable, we crush people's ability to achieve the American dream.
And that right there is something that every Democrat misses, except maybe Angie Craig when she's out pimping for votes. And that is, America used to be about mobility. Democrats talk about the middle class, and everyone who's ever been in any class in America, at least the America you and I grew up in, Taylor Rahm, thinks, you know, you start out in the lower class. Well, certainly my grandparents and great-grandparents did. And they worked their way up through the middle class, ironically, up to much, much more. God knows I did. And that is something that they are actively gutting from the American dream. That's something that Bidenomics and socialism light, as it is practiced in the Minnesota state capital and more the U.S. capital, is making impossible. The idea that you're not beholden to a class your entire life, as you and your mother and I in my journeys since I went out into the world have discovered here. They're killing that right now, Taylor. I mean, that's the greatest crime of all.
They are killing that because they want people to believe that the only way to make it is with the help of the government. And you know who's a perfect example to prove them wrong? Our legal immigrants that have come to our country, that sometimes the first generation legal immigrants that came here were struggling to make ends meet, you know, working three, four jobs, whatever it may be. And a generation or two later, they've got a millionaire in the family.
Absolutely.
That's the American dream.
And by the way, the immigrants who know this, especially the Latino immigrants who are such a large part of the voting audience here in the 2nd Congressional District, they're the ones who know the cost of illegal immigration and an open border and what happens when you let the cartels take over big parts of how you run a nation here. Right then, it's like, if you are listening and you are one of our Latino voters out there, there is one party out there and one candidate here in the 2nd Congressional District post nomination who has that in mind here. And that's something that's, I think, Latino voters, the statistics say, are starting to get, but more and more is needed. Absolutely. Taylor Rahm, one more time, how can people find out more about you, your campaign, and what's going on in your race to run first for the nomination, second against Angie Craig?
Website is Rahm for Congress. That has all my information on there. You can keep up to date with what's going on the campaign, and same with X account that we have, or Twitter, and then also Facebook as well.
It's always going to be Twitter to me.
Yeah.
Taylor Rahm, best of luck in the race, God willing, with a tailwind. Again, I don't take sides. I do offer equal time. However, best of luck, and either way, to whoever wins next week at the Scott County Convention, go ahead and tear it up out there against the fake chimera chameleon, Angie Craig. Best of luck, Taylor Rahm.
Thanks, Mitch. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Have your people call my people. If you get through the nomination, we'll definitely do this again. Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot. One segment to go, which means the fun is just beginning. Still, Northern Alliance Radio Network, Fender, Stratocaster, Day. Go nowhere.
Wake up with the Patriots Daybreak Insider. Today's top news stories from a conservative viewpoint. Sign up at am1280thepatriot.com by using the keyword subscribe. That's subscribe at am1280thepatriot.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older. But it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800-4-RELIEF. ReliefFactor.com.
My name is John Richardson, and I am from Badness Heights, Minnesota. Well, there was a big hailstorm that came through the neighborhood, and my roof was severely damaged, and I knew I needed new shingles. Well, there were a lot of people who came through the neighborhood. Every 10 or 15 minutes, people would be knocking on my door saying they would help me repair the roof. JTR, I had dealt with them before, and they immediately called me and said that they would meet with my insurance company, assess all the damage, and make sure that my roof was repaired properly. Within 2 days, they had the job finished. One of the things I noticed about the workers was that they, as they did the job, they would clean up and make sure that all the debris was picked up. I think the best part about JTR was when they took a look at my shingles and they made sure the insurance company knew that they were architectural shingles, not just your normal shingles on a house. JTR Roofing did everything and more that I asked them to do. They did a great job. Call them. They will come out and take care of everything you need, and they are really professional.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. I start every day by reading through the stories at Daybreak Insider. It's a look at today's most compelling stories and provides responses from key conservatives in media and politics. Over 250,000 people get Daybreak Insider by email daily, and it's available to you at no cost. Go to daybreakinsider.com and simply plug in your email. That's daybreakinsider.com. In 5 minutes, you will be the most informed person in the office. That's daybreakinsider.com.
She's smart, beautiful, and a former Fox Business Channel host. Now you can hear her take on the day's financial news on the Trish Regan Show on the Salem Podcast Network. Hear intelligent radio through your smart speaker. Just say, play the Patriot, Minneapolis.
AM 12A, The Patriot, the Northern Alliance Radio Network, going on 21 years now of dominating all Twin Cities media. That would be, of course, myself, the headliner. Jack Tomczak coming up next after the top of the hour here, the new guy with his cast of thousands, knowing where the bodies are buried in Minnesota politics. And, of course, Brad Carlson tomorrow, the closer. Here I am again in this mean old town. And let's not forget King Banyan, charter member. Every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 on our sister station, AM 1440, The Businessman, together dominating all Twin Cities media for going on 21 years now. Of course, today is Fender Stratocaster Day. Today, we say, what are you talking about? If you're not a guitar player, you may not know. But the Fender Stratocaster, perhaps one of the most iconic pieces of musical equipment ever. Even if you don't know your guitars, you've seen them. Jimi Hendrix played them. Stevie Ray Vaughan played them. Buddy Holly played them. Richie Blackmore played them. Pretty much everyone who's anyone, myself included, has played a Fender Stratocaster. It's got a very distinct sound. You may not know it, but you've heard it, including every song we've played here on the show here today as part of our bumper and brake bed assortment here today has been a Fender Stratocaster, including that last one we just talked there. Of course, it was invented by radio repairman turned inventor Leo Fender, who could not, by the way, taking this from Rolling Stone, could not have possibly known when he started developing the Strat 70 years ago. Maybe he just wasn't a guitar player. He wasn't, but he approached the design differently, not just on manufacturing, but on repairability. So it's all these parts you can bolt together. It's like a Lego set with a musical instrument. You can bolt on the neck you want. You can bolt on the fingerboard you want. You can change out the electronics relatively easily. And it is such a cool sounding instrument. The little microphones are called pickups, little oval things that bring the sound to the amplifier, are wired out of phase with each other. So you could get that kind of funky clacking sound like Mark Knopfler got on Sultan's Swing, which I didn't have time to get in here, but it was just Mark Knopfler there. Different song, same guitar, Fender Stratocaster. It's a miracle of engineering. It's bizarre that it was not designed even by a guitar player. Pete Townsend of The Who stopped using them because when he was in his heyday smashing guitars on stage, he found that they were impossible to break. In fact, they served like axes hacking through amplifiers like lawnmowers going through cabbage patches. They're just such strong. They're practically weapons along with musical instruments. Why, yes, I'm kind of a fanboy. I did finally buy one 3 years ago, and it's glorious. I love it, along with all my guitars. I mean, picking your favorite guitar is like picking your favorite kid. I mean, they're all special in their own way. And like any kid that's celebrating their birthday, the one that's celebrating their birthday is just a little bit more special just for that day and that day alone. Hence, happy birthday, Fender Stratocaster, one of my favorite guitars, certainly my favorite of the day here, infinitely versatile. You go back, by the way, I'll be posting the song list for today at shotinthedark.info. Check out all the music and all the other artists that are related to them, united by that one extremely nerdy little factoid, the Fender Stratocaster. Salute. Anyway, the DFL likes to put out that, as we were talking about, both with Marissa Simonetti, whose website and contact information I'll be posting, and, of course, Taylor Rump, likewise, posting after the show here. They've been going out of their way to portray themselves as invincible and inevitable. But as you get outside the urban core, as you get outside 494 and 694, they are, what's the word, the opposite of invincible and inevitable? I guess invincible and evitable. They show the weakness. They are, when you get outside some of the safe Democrat districts, you see people like Angie Craig backing and filling and trying to portray themselves as moderates. You see people like Grant Housechild, who is in Tom Bach's old district. I think it's in 5A. He's one of the four so-called moderates who were elected as moderate DFLers and then went and voted along with Breonna Curran and Lee Finke for the most progressive avalanche of progressive bilge the state has ever seen and, God willing, will ever see. You see that. But you go into districts that are a little safer Republican, you can see that the Democratic Party is human in all the wrong ways. When a party is in a hopeless situation, it tends to be the hopeless people who stick it out. And we saw that a week ago today in District 12B. Those of you who pay attention know 12B is the district represented by this show's great friend, Mary Franzen, Representative Mary Franzen, who was elected in the Tea Party wave of 2010. Held on by one vote on election night in 2012. So when we were talking with Marissa Simonetti earlier about the importance of being that one voter, Mary Franzen came one vote away from losing. And after the recount, it wound up being a 15-vote lead by the time all the counting was done. So if you were one of those 16 voters who wasn't going to come out to the polls but did, or who was thinking about voting DFL but changed their vote, congratulations. You see the results of getting out and voting. Mary Franzen, of course, good, solid conservative, the kind of person who, and by the way, I mean, she hasn't had a real serious challenge since 2012. She's winning by two-digit margins, solid by 2-1 margins in some cases. And I'm starting to think she might have a shot at winning by a three-digit margin at this rate. What am I talking? Three digits. That's 100%? Maybe. Her opponent, as endorsed a week ago today by the DFL in District 12B, is a fellow named Judd Hoff, who has allegedly been stalking Representative Franzen for a while now. Hey, Mitch, what do you mean stalking? Well, exactly what I said. If you go to shotinthedark.info, I have a post that came out last Tuesday called This is Today's MNDFL. And it features a link to a number of Twitter posts from Representative Franzen of her opponent, as of this past week, Judd Hoff, who also is her neighbor. Didn't used to be, but became her neighbor about a year or so ago. And I think it's fair to say, and this is my opinion, not backed by any legal charges so far, but certainly backed by some of his own video and some of his own social media output. I use the term stalker, not especially reluctantly. Judd Hoff has a colorful past, attacking someone with a machete, being convicted of this and serving some time for it. I posted the link to the story on his conviction. So he's one of those guys who has a machete handy, or had a machete handy at one point in his career as a whatever it is he does. Because if machetes don't kill people, people do, right? Anyway, he's now the DFL-endorsed candidate running against Mary Franzen. And this is, and by the way, the media has been rock-solid silent on this. If the Republicans were to endorse someone, a guy, with a self-documenting history of stalking a female legislator, with a violent criminal record, again, convicted of getting in an argument with someone with a machete, brandishing a machete at the very least at someone, which is a felony, you would have the Twin Cities media hyperventilating for days about what is going wrong with the Republican Party. One person who did have to hold forth on it, to his small credit, at least rhetorically, tried to distance himself from Hoff, would be chairman of the DFL, Ken Martin, who tweeted this past Monday, "My statement on the DFL 12B endorsement is kind of violent and threatening behaviors that Mr. Hoff is engaged in." That's Ken Martin, not me, not Representative Franzen. "Have no place in the DFL. The Minnesota Party strongly disavows this endorsement. Have asked the local unit in question to withdraw their endorsement. I don't suspect they're going to spend any money in 12B, no matter who's nominated, because Mary Franzen is that strong. But this is today's DFL. Don't let yourself be gaslit, people. We can win this one, we being the good guys. Anyway, thanks for tuning in. God bless you all, and God bless America.
With more women seeking services from Robbinsdale Women's Center, they have made a mission-critical decision to move to a new location in Crystal, now called Crystal Women's Clinic, a ministry of RWC. The new facility significantly increases its reach and visibility to women considering abortions. The added exam rooms and large educational space will strengthen their life-affirming mission and further their trustworthiness for women facing unplanned pregnancies. Join the cause to empower women to choose life by donating at supportlife.org.
It's our spring sale at Master Pool and Spa. Now is the best time to buy. You'll save up to 30 to 60%. Get quick professional delivery and 0% financing. We have spas for any backyard or budget. Huge variety of sizes and features. Choose from one of our in-stock spas or build-to-order a custom spa. We're locally owned and family-run for over 20 years. Come in today and tap into our expertise to assist you in choosing the perfect spa for your family. You won't find any of those imported knockoffs here. All our spas are built in the USA with full nationwide warranties. Build an outdoor oasis and save thousands without the expense and maintenance of a pool. Spend more quality family time together while melting the stress away. Transform your backyard in one day and save up to 60% off at our spring sale. Visit Master Pool and Spa, 394 Louisiana, St. Louis Park. Call 952-253-0665. 952-253-0665. Be sure to tell them you heard it on the Patriot.
yet.
Arby's Computer Service.
You and your business are online today more than ever. Most people are working from home and meeting via internet, and that means IT structures are overtaxed and Wi-Fi is humming. An outage in one of your critical systems now could be a fatal blow to your operation. Arby's Computer Service is ready and able to help. Their staff is standing by and prepared to offer assistance. If your business IT system experiences a failure, give Arby's a call. Their professional team of certified computer and networking specialists is experienced in diagnosing and solving a wide range of issues. With Arby's Computer Service on the job, you'll never have to worry about dealing with IT-related issues on your own. Whether it's for your personal system or business, Arby's Computer Service knows that internet traffic is surging, and they're available now to help. You'll always get competitive pricing, trustworthy advice, and excellent customer service from Randy and his team at Arby's Computer Service.
Giving your computer problems the boot, Arby's Computer Service.
If you could build the world's greatest radio station, where would you start? We'd begin by creating a live station that's able to provide breaking news updates. Then we'd install some of today's top political voices behind the mic. Finally, we'd craft a convenient way to listen with a specialized mobile app. No, it's not a work in progress. It's on the air now. AM 1280 The Patriot. Intelligent radio. Online at am1280thepatriot.com. AM 1280 The Patriot.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.